Hello, members. Thank you for joining us for episode 7 of Greystone Unscripted. I have some incredible guests with us here today. We have five of our star employees that have a long tenure here of over 20 years, some over 25 years. So we're excited to have everybody with us today and introduce you. We have St. John Bender. Everybody knows St. John, and he's down in the food and beverage in 91 as one of our managers there. Does a great job. We got Steve Smith, director of golf. Ashley Devine, membership director. Lindsay Thornton, accounts payable manager and jack of all trades. Does so much for us that people don't even realize. And Jason Miller, director of golf operations. So excited to have everybody here today. If everybody wants to just kind of kick in and go around and tell us, how'd you get here? How'd you get to Greystone? And when was that? And what was it like when you got here? St. John, can you start us?
Well, I come in the fall. Fall 2000. I can't know the exact year that was, but been 20 years ago. And I came from Regent Bank. At that time, I had 20 years with them. And I was working part-time at Birmingham Country Club. One of the members there approached me and said, come out to Greystone, they'll like you out there. So I come out to Greystone Country Club and been a better fit ever since then.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
Smitty?
Yep, I was, the way I got here, I was doing one of my PGA obligations for class level 3, and I was up in Boston. And at the time, I was at New Orleans Country Club. I think this was like 1995. And I ran into Hank Johnson. I was reading his book, and next thing I know, in a room of 300 people, he sits down right next to me, or one seat away. I went over there, introduced myself, and then Hank was obviously fully embedded here. And, stayed in touch with him and used to come here and fly into Birmingham for Christmas and then go up to Decatur where my wife's from. And so flew in one year and just said, hey, why don't you come on, take a look at our club type of thing. And the next thing I knew, the next year, I was here getting ready. Hopefully they were going to build the legacy course, which was off and on a little bit. And then when it became a reality, it was everything that I was hoping it would be. So that was 1996.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Ashley?
Well, I came to Greystone in the fall of 2003. Previously, I worked for Club Court when I was with them for 10 years as membership director, and came to Greystone back in the days of Bruno's Memorial Classic, and Legacy was brand new, just had been open for a couple of years, and so the club was a completely different place back then, but it's been so rewarding to be here all these years. 22 is what I'm celebrating this year, so it's really a special place.
That's awesome.
Lindsay?
Well, we moved here from Atlanta and many years ago, and I was a stay-at-home mom, and kids started school, so we're looking for something to do, and answered an ad for Daniel Corporation, and wound up here. And anyway, it's just evolved as time went on, and Legacy was built more and more time, so it's a great place to work.
Wow, that's awesome.
I came to Greystone in December of 1999. I had previously done a couple of internships in Birmingham while I was at the University of Tennessee. And after graduation, there was a job posted at the Legacy Course. For me, it was a growing experience, you know, final stages of the construction there. So getting that experience, and also it was during the Bruno's day, like you talked about. So for me, it was construction experience and tournament experience. I planned on being here 2-3 years, heading back north to Tennessee, and 25 years later, here I am, happy to be here. And, very fortunate to have been able to stay at the same place and grow professionally and not having to bounce around like most of my peers did.
We're lucky to have you.
Thank you, sir.
How about, can we jump into what it was like when you guys got here and kind of how it's, what you've seen, how it's evolved, and kind of go backwards if you don't mind. Keep going, Jason.
When I got here, coming into Legacy, there was no houses, really not even any roads. So it was kind of different, and it's amazing to what it's evolved into now with just completely built out. And from a tournament standpoint, you know, going from the Bruno's to now the region, it's just a completely different scale. So, you know, that's kind of the big things for me.
Yeah. Awesome.
See, when I came in 97, we just had one course, one clubhouse, little bitty pool, so it's definitely grown over the years, and it's just been fun to watch it grow.
That's awesome.
Well, when I came, you know, the clubhouse was completely different. There was a 19th hole down in the lower level of this clubhouse. Yes. All of our golf carts were in the lower level of this clubhouse. So the building that you see next door wasn't there. We just have grown so much over the years. So many new things came to Legacy with the Golf Performance Center out with Blackburn Golf. That was never there. And then a couple years ago when we completely remodeled the Legacy Clubhouse, it's just so incredibly beautiful and peaceful to be able to sit on that back patio out there and watch the waterfalls and the mountainside when the fall comes. It's just a really great place. But just to see the growth of this clubhouse and all the families that have joined, and then their children that were little children when I came, now are married and have children of their own, and they're members here, and so it's just really turned into a very special thing. But lots of changes at our club.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, I got here in 96, so the club was only like 4.5 years old at that point, and didn't really realize how young it was. You know, as I came in, everything was kind of established, but the clubhouse wasn't even but a few years old at that point. And, you know, it was, like I said, there was a 19th hole down there. I can remember, like, if I have one image of the 19th hole, it was the people that would come out and go, hey, I'm going down to get a birdie breakfast sandwich. Yes. And how many people did that, you know, nonstop. But, you know, I got here, jumped right in with the Regions, I mean, with Bruno's Memorial Classic. And it was just amazing to me to see how many people came to watch that event. It was, you know, and even the tour players would always say, man, there's not another event out there that has, normally there's nobody out here watching us, you know, type of thing. And we had the whole top 30 and the money list playing, and it was just really something special. And I didn't really realize it until, you know, you got to be part of it and all that was going on. But that was pretty neat. The other thing that sticks out in my mind is, I can remember when we thought they were going to move the tour event over to the Legacy course, and we did a press conference right when we opened it. Remember, let's see, Reese Jones and Howard Palms was there. Charlie, they hit a ball off the first tee, ceremonial drive, and somebody had snuck an exploding golf ball out there. Poor Howard Palms, man, almost fell over when the ball blew up. I think Steve Lowry was with him. But it was great, and everybody just started looking around, going like, hey, if we're going to move the tournament over here, like, we're going to park everybody. And then it was like, okay. It was like, hey, let's just keep it where it is. And it was a great decision.
Yeah.
So, but it's been great. I used to do a picture set up in the foyer of this clubhouse. The Daniel guys had me go over there and take pictures as the club was being built.
Okay.
So I'd go over there when there was only, like Jason said, dirt roads. I had a little Honda Civic, could pull it up in the middle of nowhere and just go out and take pictures. And then as it went on, the pictures, you could start to see a golf hole and stuff. So it was fun to watch it develop, you know, and be part of it. So
that's why you're always willing to do everything.
Yeah, there you
go. Started early.
Started early.
They even made some design tweaks to 17 and 18 towards the end to help accommodate the tournament, too.
Is that right?
The tournament that never went over there.
That's awesome.
And when you mentioned Steve Lowry's name, that reminded me of one of my favorite nights here at this club was when we were welcoming him home as a champion.
Oh,
he had just won Pebble Beach.
Yep.
And all the TV stations were here, and all the kids from Briarwood's golf team, Park's golf team, they all came to watch and just sat around his feet while he talked about winning that championship. Just how many great legends have been here over the years, and how many little boys and little girls that they've inspired. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really just a special night.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. St. John, how about you?
Well, I'm going to kick it back off of Steve and Ashley, because I'll come right behind those two great people. My great memory was coming into Greystone. I remember how the main 119 was so wooded. There was nothing out there at all, just woods and deers. They're out there in the street area, because you now have a nice entertainment district. You got a food court out there. You got a daycare out there. I remember the 19 hole, how we run up and down the stairs, carrying food from the kitchen upstairs, downstairs. I remember a great time when the main dining room was the primary place for family, brought their kids to eat, Sunday brunch, being on that every Thursday. And then reflect back on the kids that grew up in Greystone, that who are now all married, and to call out some names of some of the family and their children, like Ashley and Patrick David, their son Fox and Finn. I remember late Don Cap and his wife Ann Cap and granddaughter Courtney. I remember Ashley's daughter, Mary Madison, I was in the kitchen doing desserts and things. Uh-huh. Mary Madison come down all the time. I got help from Mr. St. John. She always was a great help. I remember Lindsay throwing two young men, Logan and what the other young man name is?
Justin.
Justin. Justin was adjusting.
Adjusted, adjusted.
But it was great help. They were very smart young men, and they was willing to help out any way they can. I remember Skippy and George Tribble, their daughter, Ashley, and the oldest daughter, Taylor, always yeah. come down there. I also remember, who was that member? Good family, kids.
So many.
There were so many kids. There was Suzanne Wyman, her two sons, would come down all the time. And I watched some of the kids grow up from elementary school, kindergarten, elementary school, through high school, somewhere in college, Ashley's daughter, Mary Madison. I was privileged to be invited to her wedding. She's married now, and she's always one of my favorite person in my heart.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's so good. So everything you've seen over the last 20 plus years, you guys have a couple favorite moments or events, anything that's sticks in mind, like, man, I love that when we did that event, or we really proud of that renovation, or anything that yeah. stands out the most?
My best moment about Greystone is when Dave became general manager of this club. Cabin's good manager, but Dave took to another level. And you look out front, how the most of the overgrowth we had out there was too much overgrowth. And that, it's like a nice clubhouse walking to. Come down to the kids' pool and adult pool, how they got so many nice swings and slides going down for the kids to enjoy themselves. Got nice lawn chairs out there, nice umbrellas out there. People there enjoy themselves. Now we're at a bar to the pool scenery. So it's making it much more inviting for people to come and bring their families to the pool to enjoy themselves.
Thank you, St. John. How about you, Smitty?
Yeah, I'd say my favorite day was when Mr. Porter
came.
You know, for me, sticking out, the Steve Lowry thing, that was a pretty special night. Bob Hilton was our, he might not have been the president at that time, but he was good friends with the Lowry family. That was pretty neat. Probably one of the first Brunos that we had, that was pretty neat. Having the Regions come back the first year, they came back as a major, that was pretty special. For me as an operations guy, on the golf side, I have to admit, when we built the cart barn out there, it might not have been the best use of land, but at the time, how great that made our setup. I had fellow golf professionals coming over just kind of going, man, what a great setup. Our guys have to go forever to get a golf cart and stuff like that. So it's really been, that was pretty special. And to actually be involved in a little bit of the design from the standpoint of how we wanted to lay it out and everything was pretty special. But gosh, there's so many moments. As I stand there with our staff in the golf shop and we'll be chatting about something, and all of a sudden an idea will come up from something that happened years ago, and I'll tell the staff and we'll just be kind of laughing away. But there's just so many of those things. But very memorable, very memorable.
That's awesome. You have one besides the Steve Lowry?
Yes, I think one monumental day at Greystone that I'll never forget was when the developers of our club sold the club to the members. And I just still have this vision in my head of all of those great men standing out in the front circle surrounding the monument that was placed there on our 15th anniversary. And so we had all the developers on one side, and then we had the current board there. And it was just such a monumental moment for this club and a great beginning to our next chapter of this club's life. And one funny story from that day is Dr. Quentin Gurley was on the board, and he was always the source of comedic relief at almost every board meeting. And he said that plot of land, which is our front circle of a clubhouse and where the monument sits today, that he was, when his time came, he was going to be the one buried there because he was the only board member short enough to fit there. So I want to make sure everyone knew that he claimed that spot already.
I can't think of one just super moment that stands out, but I just love December and all the Christmas activities. Mm. Just all the families coming, and it's just so festive, and just, we have so many great events.
The club looks so good.
And the open house where everybody just flocks in. They know it's going to be great. You know, they have Steve's videos every year. I always look forward to those.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Can't wait to see this year's.
So, me too.
Anyway, it's just, December's just fun.
A lot of great memories for me. I don't have to look back very far for the, probably my favorite too, and that's the renovation of the Legacy course in 22. No more bent grass, no more greens fans, especially the old fiberglass fans back in the day that we got so many complaints for. God, felt like he lived on a runway, threatened to shoot with a shotgun. We had all kind of things going on there, but with that renovation and also the irrigation renovation at Founders in 23, just getting rid of the old hydraulic system that was just a pain in our side. So those are the two big for me.
So what keeps you guys wanting to stay here after 20 plus years?
For me, it's just the members. Come from a high-end country club at that time. Greystone members are like family here. Yeah. They're always kind to the employees. They're always kind to us. They're kind to each other. It makes it fun for us to be here. Make our job less easy. Sometimes they get a little bit demanding, but it's not.
What?
That, yes. But we can handle it.
Right.
It's the small thing can mean a lot to them. They don't need that. I don't have to let the major. Small things make them happy. Mm-hmm. The secret to keeping the members happy, keep their children happy. Keep their children entertained. Once the kids are happy and they're smiling, the parents are happy. Another thing, keep the wives happy. When the wives are happy, the husband will
check. Don't
tell
them all the secrets.
The husband might get a check all the time. Keep mama happy all the time.
That's right. I'd have to say for me too, it's our membership. They are so inviting. They actually go like, hey, come be a part of what we're doing type of thing, you know. And sometimes it just makes it kind of tough. It's like, okay, now you're the member. You're supposed to be out there having fun. We'll make sure that happens, you know. But that's probably the biggest thing. I remember a little while ago, I moved over to on Saturdays to start being a starter marshal on the golf course. It has become probably the most enjoyable part of my week. Just getting to see the people as they come and play and talk to them for just a little bit, you know, see what's going on in their life. You have that time with them that you normally don't get even in the golf shop. So that's been really cool. And that's probably, you know, I think that's probably the thing that makes it so special to me. I remember asking Hank one time, it's like, Hank, you know, I'm not sure what my role in the golf business is going to be, from the standpoint that the most important thing to me is being around people and being, you know, jovial and enjoying that. I'm not a great player, you know, I'm not a real good book person type of thing. But it ended up being the thing that really made being a golf professional probably the easiest part. You can learn all the other parts, but so it's having our members around and being as special as they are, that's probably the best part.
Well, you're the best ambassador you could ask for.
Thank you.
And you're awesome at what you do, so they're lucky. Ashley, how about you?
I just have to echo the members that are here at this club. They're probably some of the most special families and individuals that I've ever had a chance to surround myself with. And the team of people that I get to work with every day at this club makes coming here and driving through this gate every day just a pleasure, because, I mean, there are a lot worse places to have to go to work each day.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful, peaceful place that I just feel fortunate and blessed to be able to come to. But the team of people that we get to work with on a daily basis from every single department, that feels like one big team with one common goal, to make our members happy and to create great experiences for them, keeps me coming. And just the leadership of this club over the years, being able to work with people and be led by people that are the best of the best, has just been very rewarding for me.
That's cool.
I mean, just a great place to work, and the team is awesome. Can't ask for better people to work with, so that's kept me around. It's kind of like a family, because you really are around your workers more than you are your family, and the members are just great, but just walking in every morning and seeing the sunrise, it's just beautiful. So can't ask for a better place to work.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, great people, great team. I guess the thing to me is probably unfinished business. I feel like still have a lot of untapped potential out there, and we want to be a platinum club. Be a part of us getting there. I mean, so that's huge for me, and just seeing the traction that we've gained over the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years with all the physical plan improvements out there is very encouraging for me and motivating.
That's awesome.
What about you? What's kept you here all these years?
Me? I love our members, and I'm blessed to be here. They're amazing, but what drives me is all of you and the great team we have, and seeing how I mean, you guys have been here a long time, and when I got here, you're probably like, oh, here comes this guy, and I'm sure you still feel that way some days. But you don't realize how much you've all grown and how much you've all embraced our change. So that keeps me motivated. And to Jason's point, it's number one, is it wakes me, when I wake up every day, is what unfinished business. You know, I want to make all of you proud. I want to make the members proud. I want to make this the best club in the country. And every day I walk to the car and I know we accomplished something. Might have been something silly, but we accomplished something, whether it was beating down somebody on a contract, or we win, or it was making an experience incredible for a little kid, or it was, you know, making sure we, you know, made somebody's memorable event, you know, for their wedding, or just, I take all that real serious, so that's what keeps me coming back. I can't imagine being anywhere else. It's such a great club. And we all make it better every day, you know, together. So as long as the members are patient and they realize that we're not perfect. So when you have a bad meal, I don't know, go to any restaurant 10 times a month. But we're all trying real hard, and we all care with all our heart. So that's a big thing. So as we get toward the end here, how about the future? One question about that. What would you love to see? Like, what are you excited about that we've talked about, or that we have in our, you know, kind of vault of projects or improvements that you want to see come to life? Anything?
May I ask you, when the time through Greystone University, you gave us this book to read called Raving Fan. I think everyone should read that book by being Raving Fans. Explore the nature of being, making things better for the club, better for yourself, leaving those memorable experiences for all, everyone who comes to the club. Raving Fan is something that we all should be glad to be part of. Be a Raving Fan for the clubhouse and the members themselves.
I love it. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the reality of when we redo this golf course, the Founders Golf Course. We've done little pieces here and there over the years, but I really think this course, so many people absolutely love coming here to play. And I think just getting to see it when it would be probably in a really pure position. You know, everything from our creeks being shored up to the greens being changed out, and all the other niceties that'll go along with that. I think, you know, between that, the irrigation system, I think that would be something that would be really special, that every single person that plays golf could, you know, kind of hang their hat on saying, yeah, hey, I look forward to that.
It's going to be special. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to share the plans with the members and get them excited. Ashley, how about you? Any of the projects get you excited, or
definitely changes?
Or?
I mean, well, there's always big dreams, and we always like to talk about, can you imagine if this works? And to see the growth of this club over the years, it is working, and there's great things in the future for our club. But I think one thing for down the road, that I've always loved to think about is blowing up the entire aquatic center, building resort-style pools with a lazy river that would go around the property, building the guest cottages over at Legacy so that golfers can come and stay overnight, wedding guests can have places to stay, just things like that that would enhance our club and make it feel more of a resort right here in our own neighborhood are things that we can still hope for and dream for, yeah, and build our membership for, and I think just a lot of those things could still come in our future.
I'll go on record that when I'm in Atlanta next, I'll get a Powerball ticket and I will contribute.
Don't forget your ice cream stand.
Hey.
Oh, yes, and the ice cream stand.
Lindsay, how about you? You've seen and heard a lot of our ideas.
Yes, and, you know, we're kind of having growing pains and, you know, have the need for more storage, more offices. You know, it would be nice when we're able to expand and, you know, have a bigger team, so we'll have more service for the members.
That's awesome.
More room for paper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go paperless.
Jason?
For me, I'm with Smitty on this. The renovation over here in the future, just being involved with the plan, super excited about it, and where that will move us on the map as far as the Founders Course and Greystone as a club.
So, yeah.
Super exciting.
Well, as we close, I appreciate you all being here and doing this, but if you look across at each other, you guys have been together a long time. And you got to be proud of each other and got to be excited that when the turnover happens, there's,
yes.
I mean, everybody's, a lot of you guys have grown to win, you know, got promoted from within too. I guess Ashley and Lindsay are in the jobs they started with, but Jason got promoted from from within. St. John, we put you in the restaurant manager job when I got here. I remember sitting with you and you were trying to figure me out and what I was going to be all about. And then I was like, that's the man for the restaurant right there. He's the handsomest, most dapper guy, and everybody loves him. So let's get him down there.
It's hard to imagine. We had him hidden in the kitchen for so long.
And I'm super proud of St. John, and I've just seen him grow so much over the years. And every single year, he gets the Employee of the Year. He wins it every year. We don't, any of us, ever have a chance.
Yeah, it's built on dress code, though.
But for sure, the member's favorite, and he has a special way of making everyone feel seen and important and welcomed. And every single kid that's a member of this club, I'm sure, feels like this is the man that's going to take care of them.
There you go.
That's
a true tough love. Well, I know that me being here almost 11 years now is part of that excitement, is knowing that I'm going to be every day when I walk in, I get to be with you guys. So I appreciate you very much. You. Members are lucky to have you. I'm lucky to work with you. And that's it for episode 7. Thanks, members, for joining in.
Thank you all.